A strong wind blows through the streets of the South University Art Fair, offering a brief respite from the sizzling heat. Many of the fair's artists keep their eyes cautiously on their work in case the wind knocks it over. But Vicky and David Campbell, two artists from Florida, aren't concerned. The couple creates large sculptures out of wood, metal, and bright orange stone, some of them nearly as tall as a person. Vicky says it takes them at least a week to shape the stone they use because it's very hard and can't be hammered or chiseled.
I have to use diamond cutting blades to cut in and grind. Cut and grind, cut and grind. And then we highly polish them so that brings out the color more. And then they are sealed with a specific wax so they can be indoor and outdoor.
The Campbell striking display draws a steady stream of onlookers like Patty Anderson and Noah Jacob, two students from the University of Michigan. Both Anderson and Jacob say they think the Campbell sculptures really stand out.
They're very original. The fish.
The material used, it looks very unique.
The Campbell's work is on display in the South University Art Fair at booths 101 and 102, located near the corner of Willard and East University. Overall, hundreds of artists have flocked to the Ann Arbor Art Fair to display their works, from glasswork to jewelry to sculptures to paintings and prints. A lot of different things at the fair are being called art. But what is art? Does a statue of the dog peeing count? What about photographs of wildlife? Sandra Dembor from Ann Arbor says she's already been to about half of the fair and thinks it's all art.
I guess I would consider it all art. Not my preference, but it's someone creating something, whether it's on a mass level or whether it's simpler or more complex than I would enjoy. But I definitely consider it all art.
Colleen Wise from Berkeley says it depends on the person.
I think art probably is just like beauty, in the eye of the beholder.
You can come to the art fair and decide for yourself what is and isn't art until 9 tonight or tomorrow from 10 to 6. After 6 on Saturday, downtown Ann Arbor will start to return to normal. During the art fair, downtown is completely transformed as roads are closed and hundreds of tents and food carts sprout up literally overnight. But what about the businesses and shops that inhabit those streets for every other week of the year? How does the art fair impact them? Curtis Sullivan owns the Vault of Midnight, an award-winning comic shop on the corner of Main and Liberty.
Art fair is always pretty good for us, generally speaking. Decent. This year has been slower than normal so far.
While he says business is okay, the fair does drive away most of his regular customers. Sullivan says he thinks the fairs need to rethink how they operate and wants to see them reach out to local businesses and get them more involved next year.
I view the art fair a little bit parasitic, and I would like it to be more synergistic with the town. I don't think it showcases Ann Arbor so much as it hides Ann Arbor in a sea of dumpsters and tents. And I would love to see a way for it to work together, because that definitely can happen. And I generally do like the fair, and I appreciate the traffic and the vibe and the art angle, but I think there's a better way to do it.
The Ann Arbor Art Fair wraps up this Saturday at 6, with businesses returning to normal by Monday at the latest. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.